we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
And welcome to the programme where we play some of those family games which have done so much to help push up the television viewing figures. Before you do go over to television, here's a brief chance for you to meet our teams, who are Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And Tim Brooke Taylor, and making a return visit, Denise Coffey. And we start with a game which is called Double Feature. It's a round that starts off from the premise that the international film industry is on its uppers, and for economic reasons, new films will have to be remakes of pairs of old films. I want you to hear the resulting titles, and I shall award points for anything approaching humour. We'll let you start, Graham.
Yes. I had heard they were going to remake Hamlet, incorporating the sandpiper and every which way but loose, and they'd get a ham sandwich. The audience are hungry.
Denise.
Humour.
I heard that they were going to make a new movie out of the film, the following films: Are You Now or Have You Ever Been, Call of the Wild, Sunday Bloody Sunday, and Billy Liar. And the resulting film is going to be called Are You Calling Me a Bloody Liar?
I heard about one the other day.
Oh, yes, you did?
Tell us. Combining the Mousetrap, Tropic of Rice Slip, and Evita, and it's called A Bit of Cheese and Ribita.
I heard that too.
Tim?
Oh, sorry, you want me to do another one? The producers of Flower Drum Song, Raisin in the Sun, and Day in the Life of Joe Egg have combined to make a cake. They've got the dough for it.
Excellent.
Anybody got any more?
Get Carter, You Lucky People, and The Deer Hunter, and it's called Get You Deer.
Midnight Express producers have combined with the Knights of the Round Table producers to produce... What time of the night do you call this, then?
Pop news from the world of pop. Two pop groups are going to combine. That's the Electric Light Orchestra, the ELO, and Blondie, and they're going to call themselves ELO Blondie.
That's fine. And here's where I tell the... Here's where I tell the teams that at the end of the programme I'm going to ask them to introduce the late arrivals at the transport ball. Late arrivals at the transport ball. We go on to ad lib poem, and Colin Sell has provided the first line of this one here, so I absolve myself from any responsibility for the tangle that the teams are going to get in from the outset, because the opening line, which I'm going to ask you to pick up, Barry Cryer, is, at 10 o'clock each Friday night, her house he used to knock up.
At 10 o'clock each Friday night, her house he used to knock up. There wasn't anybody there, and so he had to lock up the front door and the back door and the side door and the garden gate.
Oh.
Garden was the end of this.
The garden.
Scansion wire.
When suddenly he saw the dreaded figure of a yellow-hatted traffic warden looming down the street towards him with his arms akimbo.
Yes, Graham.
He fell down in a sudden swoon and drifted into limbo. Where can I be, he cried. Oh, where? Oh, tell me, where am I?
He floated round and up and down and ended in the sky. He floated o'er the vales and hills.
Oh,
and down to Somerset.
Down to where?
Am I going to have to go on or not?
I didn't hear the last other side. When
down
I
to Surrey. Where he would feed himself on rice made with specially strong curry. Now this dish were made for him down in this county so fair.
Nay, nay, he thought, this will not do. I shouldn't be here, nor there. I must go right back home at once and see that traffic warden and ask her a question, to which she replied, "Pardon? Why have you yellow bands upon your hat?" he tremulously said. She said, "It's to stop people parking on me head."
Yes, yes. Okay, we'll give Barry that one. No,
terrible scandal.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And we go on. I think we'll give you another line to start up with. And Denise, you can actually start this one. And your opening line is, "Jack and Jill went up the hill with naughty Georgie Porgy."
Jack and Jill went up the hill with naughty Georgie Porgy. When they got there, they thought they'd try to have a kind of orgy. Thank you, everybody.
Community poem telling.
Yes. Unhappily, the rain came on and drowned their little effort.
Effort?
Effort. You've been to university, it shouldn't be beyond it.
You didn't study effort,
though. And they tried to sort out their tangled limbs, saying, "That's my right foot, that's my left foot." Their damp and tangled limbs had been completely sorted out. So down the hill again they ran, and they began to shout. They shouted, "Hip hooray," and "Hooray hip," and things like that.
And they would throw their things in there. First they'd throw a hat, and then they'd throw their shoes and shirts. But lastly came the tie.
And so they threw the tie right up. Right up onto the sky. And ran about the fields and dales as naked as they were born.
I don't know about you, but I think this poem is a lot of corn. I'd rather have a poem about the flowers and trees.
Well, we'll have a poem about orgies, and you do as you please.
Very good. Well, that puts your team ahead, and we go on to sound... sound charades. This is where one team has to make noises and the other team must guess what they mean. The audience are let into the secret and can help by applauding, and by this I mean the audience listening at home. You can applaud when they're getting warmer, and you can boo when they're not. And it's great fun, I can tell you. We have our computer in the studio here, which is going to flash the answer up on the board. And we also have a mystery voice, as you know, and he's going to tell you the answer at home. Graham and Barry, you're going to do the charade. Here's what it is going up on the board here, and for you at home, the mystery voice.
Ain't misbehaving.
Right, the answer's gone up on the board now, and the audience at home know what it is. So, Graham and Barry, is it a book or a film or a play or what?
It's a musical.
It's only a musical.
It's only just a musical, and it's two words. And it's two words, and we're going to do them all at once in a little sort of vignette.
Looking forward to it immensely.
You wait. Excuse me, young lady.
Yes?
I believe we've met before, haven't we? Your name's Haven, am I right?
No.
I could have sworn you were Beatrice Haven.
No,
Beatrice.
No.
Isn't your name Beatrice?
No. Got the wrong one there, Commodore.
I could have sworn you were Beatrice Haven.
No, not
you
in
mean,
any way whatsoever.
In other words, you...
That sums the situation up, yes.
You, I see. Oh. Sorry to have troubled you.
No, well, you going.
Is that it?
That's probably awfully good if you know it.
Quite good if you don't.
There's not a musical called Strange Behaviour, is there?
Ain't misbehaving.
And a brilliant team effort there. Jim and Denise, you're going to do another one now. It's going up on the board, and here for you at home is what it is.
The Nun's Story.
Okay, Tim and Denise, would you tell Graham and Barry whether it's a book or a film or what?
No.
Don't be rotten. Tell them.
Well, it's certainly a film, and there must have been a book. Was there a book?
I don't know yet.
There was. The audience says, and they know better than
What was it called?
Right, will you do your charade?
We would like to have three words, and we would like to do it all at once.
If you could imagine an echo on this, please. This is just instructions for listening.
Put an echo on, chaps. Yes.
Sister Agatha.
Yeah?
Have you heard the one about the cardinal and the...
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Well, the tractor.
No, not the tractor. No.
Oh, the
it's
goat.
A new one.
A new one? Oh, no,
well,
tell me.
Well, it seems that...
No, what? Hey.
Oh, listen, we shouldn't be talking like this. We have taken a vow of silence.
Well, let's talk like this then.
All right, then.
Right, now, there are some knowing looks in the audience. I think they've got it already. And some particularly obtuse looks on my left from Barry.
First,
and
I thought
Graham,
it was.
I think they've got it too.
Get the Tobacco Road, the story of three nuns, but it isn't.
It's the Abbey Habit. I think it's the nun's story.
So do I. Yeah.
We're going to play a silly party game, which actually comes out of a book, a paperback book called The Best Party Games. And I'm able to read you the actual rules from the book. It's called Witch Hunt, a form of hide-and-seek specially suitable for children of 11 years of age and upwards. Children who are known to be nervous should be coerced to join in. Sorry, should not be coerced. Sorry. One person chosen to be the witch goes out into the garden, or if the weather... if the weather is not suitable, hides somewhere in the house with all the lights turned out. After a suitable lapse of time, the witch hunters go looking for the witch. And they call out, "Where are you, witch?" The witch answers by giving an eerie or ghostly cackle and then slips quietly away to some other spot in the dark. Whoever succeeds in catching or cornering the witch becomes the witch for the next round. I shall decide who's to be the first witch. And, oh, what an embarrassing position I've been put into, because the producers actually made the decision. Denise. Right, well, we wait now while all the lights are turned out.
Humphrey, I'm of a nervous disposition. I'm 11 years old.
Coerce me not, Hump.
Okay.
Where are you, witch?
Oh, I'm in the cupboard!
I think she's got a bun in the coven.
I'm in the piano! Oh!
Oh, she's been orchestrated. Where are you, witch?
Oh, Hump, I found her. She's over here.
Jim. Excellent.
Right.
Gosh, that's
Jim Brooke Taylor found an ease there, and it's his turn to be the witch, so let's have another round of that. Just put the lights out again.
No.
Can we have the jelly and ice cream now instead?
Where are you, witch?
Over here!
Oh, a butch witch. Where are you, witch?
Fully grown man.
Where are you?
His own. Two rounds of this. What?
Witch consumer guide. Where are you, witch?
I'm over here!
Tim, what are you doing?
Pardon?
Embarrassing. The pants off myself. Oh, your knees has put my pants back on again.
And they don't fit her.
Another
gone
triumph.
Weak at Denise.
I think another round of that.
Another winner.
Okay, Denise and Tim won that one, so that's very good. And we go on to the next round.
Could be a big one, that,
which
huh?
is called Unlikely Quotations. We all know the famous historical quotations. I'm going to ask the teams to give me some unlikely quotations. We'll start with you, Graham Garden.
How about Harold Wilson saying, "The buck stops here"?
Comment
on both sides of the paper. Yes. Or even, how about Tim Brooke Taylor saying, "Let's play Where Are You, Witch?" again.
This one could be David Frost or Bianca Jagger. And that's, "Please, no cameras, I want to be alone."
This is one, a little known one from history. "What I like is a really good laugh, Queen Victoria."
Richard Nixon, "You want to come round and hear the tapes?" Oh, let's grab a couple of pints and go out and pull a few birds. John Inman.
Brian Clough. Of course, David, I might be wrong.
Unlikely quote from Joan Collins. No.
Unlikely quote from Edward Heath. Yes.
To Joan Collins.
Okay. Well, let's go on then to the game which we call paranoia. And this is where Team A decides that there is something wrong with Team B, and Team B have to guess what it is by asking questions, and the first team, Team A, reply in a manner appropriate to Team B's affliction. And we're going to start now with the affliction of Tim Brooke-Taylor and Denise Coffey. It's going up on the board now, and those of you listening at home can hear once again the overworked mystery voice telling you the answer.
Tim and Denise know that we know what they've done with Willie.
Okay, we're going to start with you then, Tim and Denise. You have an affliction.
Oh, you mean in the game? Sorry.
We have to glean what afflicts us.
You have to question Graham and Barry to find out what it is.
Does it make any difference that now Willie's not here, there's a man and a woman?
Yes, we know Willie's not here.
We know Willie's not here. You don't have to tell us.
He should be sweating, I tell you that.
Willie's about to come back. We haven't told Willie that he's not here.
How you can sit there talking about him?
Exactly.
The
How insensitive can you be?
Why do we behave like this?
You tell us.
Well, may you ask.
I just did. Why
Jobs
we...
for the girls. Jobs for the girls. I mean, you know.
But to tell you at the beginning, that you have 30 seconds in which to guess the answer.
Well, it won't be long now then.
We're
hand-shocked. Hand-shocked, quite frankly.
The fact that somebody else different is here, is that relevant?
You know it is.
Mm. You got something out of them at last. Thank you for the.
It's the way that her presence was engineered.
Exactly.
So the audience is.
Slept with the producer, both of us. Sorry, that one.
As you remember.
Concentrate on the game.
Nepotism? Anyone for nepotism?
Haven't got me bat.
Oh, you are ignorant. You don't play it with a bat.
I don't think you're going to give us comedy.
No, we don't know.
No. Would you like to tell them in unison?
Yes.
Graham and Barry.
Now, listeners at home, turn down the volume on your sets because the gales of laughter might well annoy your neighbours or do strange things to your transistors. The fact is that they know that we know what they did with Willie Rushton.
That's another nice. Good way to annoy your neighbours is throw rubbish over the fence.
Wow.
We'll go on now to the affliction of Graham and Barry, which they've got to find out from Tim and Denise. It's going up on the board in the studio, and here it is for you at home.
Barry and Graham are both children.
Right, it's gone up on the board. You know the answer at home, so start questioning Graham and Barry.
Why doesn't the audience find it amusing?
Anyway, Denise, sorry, can you hang on for a moment?
Not that quite agreeing with
you,
Tim.
Absolutely, I'm sorry. Yes, sorry, Graham, yes. Yeah, what was the question?
Incredible as it may seem, is it anything to do with us being boring?
No, you mustn't think that. No, don't you worry your tiny little head about it.
You just sit quietly.
Are we kiddywinks?
It must be, just because you had
to rephrase
like
the answer.
Infantile.
Or?
Have we both got tiny little heads?
You've got tiny little everything.
Yes, I'll give it.
Well, really?
I'll give you that anyway. The answer is you're both children. Okay, and with you in the lead, we go on now to the blues. Each team gives the other team a subject for a blues, and the introduction will be played by Colin Sell at the piano. And who'd like to start this one? I think Tim and Denise, you can start the singing. So, Graham and Barry, will you give them a subject?
The blues.
The blues?
The blues.
Well, I woke up this morning. Oh, yeah, I did. I was feeling out of luck.
Oh, sorry,
Denise.
Well, now, what can I tell you? My dog had bitten the postman. And I want you to know that his name was Chuck.
excuse me for mentioning this.
Yes, sir, what's your question?
But your dog's got no teeth.
No, but he can give you a very nasty suck.
I don't wish you.
Okay, know. Now, Graham and Barry, you're going to do the singing, so Tim and Denise, give them a subject, please.
This is topical all the time, overseas repeats or not. The price of petrol blues.
Texas oil man blues. I'll start off with a western feel.
I woke up in the morning. Yeah. Oh, war, oh, war, oh, war. Oh, war, oh, war. Went out to buy some petrol before the price went up too far. Oh, war, oh, war. I had no trouble raising the money to buy a tank full. I simply sold my car. Oh, war. Ar, 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 ar.
There's a yes. message in that for all of us.
Right. And with marks literally hurtling to and fro, we go on to the next round, which is Mornington Crescent.
Good.
And this time, teams, we're going to play international Mornington Crescent.
Ah.
Oh. As you know, the rules aren't that all that different from the normal domestic game that we play, except, of course, that the equator plays an important role. Now then, are you all set? We'll start with you, Barry.
Champs-Élysées.
Main Street, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Don't you come here with your London ways. Fontana di Trevi.
Oh. Lincoln Street, Maine.
Reaper Barn.
Smutty little thing.
Dock Road, Dover.
Southampton Row.
Ah, W. Sucky Hall Street.
The Mall.
The Mall.
Bless the Mall. Very, very well, then. I don't know if this is in the rules, but because it's new to me. Fifth Avenue.
Yes,
it's
all right.
Oh, yes.
It's all right.
It's not a winner, but it's all right. Mm. It's all right. Nice play.
Thank you.
Nice play.
Not only is it all right, it's rather crafty. Mm.
Yes.
Scattered applause in all areas.
A nice play, yes.
Put Graham on the spot.
St. Peter Square.
Oh.
Can I play the Wild Street?
No.
No.
Don't you know? Oh, no, we could have done that earlier if we were going to play that.
Be fair, they can do it. Just because we didn't.
I'd assume that we were.
Barry, please.
I'll tell you what, I'm happy actually to go on with it as it's more tricky, this one, isn't it? Via Veneto.
Hume
Road. I don't have to remind listeners that.
Hume Road, H-U-L-M-E Road.
Yeah, and yeah, well done. But I was going to say, I don't have to remind listeners that your problem was breaking out there.
I keep on with the ointment.
Wood Green High Street.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Bad luck, Denise. Stay right in the center. Graham wins that one.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without
Actually,
Barry.
That was one of the best rounds we've had. Now then, I'm going to ask now the teams to do their announcements for the late arrivals at the transport ball.
Oh, look, there's Mr. and Mrs. Boat and their daughter, Rowena Boat.
And their friend Brian Ferry. And his seafaring girlfriend Mandy Pumps. So I've heard. Hi, lords! Ladies and gentlemen.
Must be bad, he's shouting it.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Way Ticket. Their son Juan Way Ticket. Entering en masse the British Rail School of Painters, Bernard Buffet, Guards Van Gogh, and two loos, neither of them working.
Oh, there's a lady just come ashore from a liner, very drunk, she can't even remember her surname. Tight and ick.
Oh, look, there's the Dame of Sark and her son, Noah Sark.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Nance, the late arrival at Platform 4. And their rather tired daughter, weary Greta Nance, the late arrival at Platform 4.
Yes.
with young socialite and model never out of the gossip columns, Minor Dawes, please.
Stand by, please, for Captain and Mrs. Dingcraft and their son, Len Dingcraft.
Oh, there's one of the Tiller girls, Flo Tiller.
At this point, it's time for me to say that...
Rick Shaw.
All the way from Sweden, the Tooting family and their son, Buster Tooting, and his son, Lars Buster Tooting. Oh, I'm sorry, he's come formal. It's Mr. Lars Buster Tooting.
Oh, look, there's our last train. Let's catch it.
And they did.
Well said. This is the penultimate programme, ladies and gentlemen, so there's hope yet. And it's time for me to say now goodbye from all of us here. We'll see you again in same time next week.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Denise Coffey were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.